The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Radio 92.3, oh, yeah. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. There is superstition, a little Stevie Wonder for you.
Stevie Wonder. You know, there's a lot of people that wonder what's going on. So, there we go. There's our tie-in.
All right. Well, I like to ask our guest, what song do you want to hear this morning? He came in and said, Superstition. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah, all right.
I'm talking with Todd St. Orrs. He is with Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning, Todd.
Hey.
It's good to see you.
So it's career day in Gulf Breeze.
Yes.
And I got a nixel that said they're landing a helicopter to high school, and everybody was rubbernecking, and I was dang near late.
You cut it close this morning.
Yeah.
But you're here, so that's the good news.
I did not see a helicopter anywhere, so, you know.
Okay, that's the good news, yeah.
I haven't seen one of those since about 40-some years ago in the Navy, so.
Okay, well, that's probably a good thing.
I'm over that now.
That's a good thing. All right.
So superstition, if that's our theme this morning, I'm superstitious about this weather.
Well, what is going on? Okay, this is Gulf Coast Air Care, so your specialty.
Humidity.
Snow, humidity. What do we do? I'm getting very confused.
There was a tornado last night in Ellison Field at 6 o'clock. And we were out to dinner, and it popped up on my phone. I'm like, what?
That was wild.
Because the moon was out, you know, a little foggy, and I'm like, a tornado?
Yeah, and I think they said it hit around 4:30-ish. And I was driving north on Scenic Highway and had no idea.
My son works for a company in Ellison, and I didn't see it till 6:30, so I thought it happened after he got off work, but I didn't talk to him yesterday. But yeah, so crazy weather. And, you know, of course, our weather concerns are indoor weather, but the outdoor affects all of it. You know,
of course.
And right now, you mentioned before we went on the air, hot, cold,
well,
what are we doing?
I said, is this a dumb question? I said, because I don't know what to put my thermostat on anymore.
Right.
I'm trying to figure it out. And this morning I got up and it was very warm. I thought, well, I guess I'm going to put the air on. And there you go.
Well, the only way you get dehumidification from just air conditioning is in cool mode.
Okay.
You know, and if it's sticky, and, it, you know, I mean, it was high. It was probably 70% humidity overnight all night.
Okay.
And that migrates indoors.
That's what I was feeling then.
Yeah. And so it's just sticky. But, you know, it's like, well, it's 64 degrees out. Do I really need the air on?
Now it's up to
71.
Thank you. That's exactly where my mind was. I was like, this seems silly to put the air on.
Right, right. But it knocks the humidity down a little bit. We had a safety meeting this morning at the shop, and it was all sticky. I see everybody, and I was like, there's nothing really going on. Everybody's fidgety because it's sticky in here. So, And we have hygrometers all over the place, you know. And that's what a customer, if you're not sure what your humidity is, you know, like, how do I know? The only tool you have is the thermostat on the wall, unless you have a hygrometer, like a weather station or whatever.
Does a hygrometer something that you have to put on the wall, or is that something you can carry with you?
Yeah, it's a little digital gadget that you can move around the house. You can put it in. And some people have one that, you know, sits in the house and it reads inside and outside, so you know what to expect. And you'll see, like, the fog get on your windows, you know, that moisture or whatever. That's because there's a temperature difference, and that's a condensing surface.
Huh.
So when you have humidity like this, my back right now is a condensing surface because I'm soaking wet.
Then you come in the studio and it's freezing.
You know, so we have all this equipment in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the challenge is, how do we deal with this at this time of year? This is kind of a shoulder season. So we don't really need cooling, and we don't really need heating, as long as old man winter stays away from us like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was.
Well, they're saying we're going to go down to 35 Sunday, Monday morning, I believe.
You know, there's no bugs anywhere. That's the one good thing of 10 inches of snow. There is no bug. I'm not seeing any bugs anywhere.
Well, that's the truth.
But, yeah, so up and down. And when you turn your thermostat on in the morning to pull that humidity down, you had a dry coil, and now when the air conditioner runs, you got a wet coil.
Okay.
So you got a wet dog and a dry dog and a wet dog and a dry dog and a wet dog and a dry dog. And it stinks after a while, depending on the dog, right? So it depends on the coil, if it's clean or not.
Okay.
If there's ultraviolet light protecting that coil. And that's a source of your microbial growth. And that's what we deal with a lot. my business for 30 years has been about gaps, cracks, and holes that let humidity and particulate and microbial growth get started in an indoor environment.
And you do this for residential as well as business and commercial.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We do all and industrial, and I'm going to go look at a job at NAS today. So, you know, institutional stuff. But so the thing that happens is that humidity, if you don't, I mean, you want to have the ductwork clean and the equipment clean and sealed up tight. And then if you have humidity issues still by the building envelope, you know, it's loose as a tent,
right.
Say.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. That outdoor environment, you know, this time of year, that humidity migrates indoors and it makes things uncomfortable. And it can make things unhealthy because you get stuff growing and, you know, that's not a good thing.
Well, that's interesting you say that because right now we have seemed to have a resurgence of respiratory ailments going around the community.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder if how much of a role that would play in it.
Well, and I think our weather is, you know, in 30 years being in business around Northwest Florida, we got two or three allergy seasons. You know, I mean, before the snow, the azaleas were trying to bloom out. You know?
Right.
And then they're like, no, you know, they got tanked back and they'll bloom out again. And you know, then you get that yellow pine pollen deal and all, you know, there's so many factors that go into it. So more than just duct cleaning or mechanical hygiene, you know, we look at air balancing and building envelope tightness and duct tightness and, you know, design of the duct system is like, I have a 3-ton system in my house. Am I getting 3 tons of air through there?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have proper filtration in place? And how much is leaking in the attic? You know, that's all. And, you know, for some customers, it's like, man, this is overwhelming. I need somebody that can make heads or tails out of this. So I hope to be the shell answer man in some of those cases, you know, like, okay, here's what we find. And we want to go out and do an inspection. And we want to look and see what you got and talk to you about what you feel like the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have, you know, their health concerns, compromised immune, you know, sensitivities, that sort of thing. That's one focus. Other focus is, man, my power bill in
well, that's
July
my focus.
was $700. It's like, well, you need to address that in February and not in July because it's brutal to get in that attic. You know, and that's where the problem is. It's in the attic, either insulation, duct system, or... You know, there's a lot of stuff. So
we're talking with Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care on Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question about air conditioning or your thermostat or anything that has to do with your...
What's a hygrometer?
Yes, exactly. The simple. You can count on me for the simple questions. 850-437-1620. I know Todd would love to answer your questions.
We do dryer vents, and if you don't want to air your dirty laundry out on air, call us at the office at 850-934-2768.
Perfect.
Our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com. Oh, I couldn't resist.
No, it's perfect segue. Perfect segue.
So if you're superstitious about your laundry, it's the dryer vent. That's what it is. Call us. Call me today. We'll
there
get you
go.
Fixed up. So.
Well, and the thing that I was asking, this is such a basic question, but concerning the power bill, I sit here and I think, okay, if I put this on heat and then I go back tomorrow on cool and go back to heat, is that going to boost my power bill?
Well,
or does it matter really?
You are using it a little bit. There's more impact from your system going from wet to dry to neutral to wet to dry to neutral you know, neutral to dry to wet. This afternoon, you'll want the air on because what are they saying, 77 degrees?
Oh, I put it on before I left this morning.
And then this evening, you'll turn it off and that coil will dry out. We'll get some airflow. And, you know, I want to caution people. There's a lot of people that say, well, I'm just going to cycle the air all the time. Don't do that if you're using air conditioning because you're pushing that moisture from that wet coil up into the attic.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or up into the duct. And so if you have AC on, and I don't recommend this ever, but put your thermostat in auto for the fan, in auto. Don't put it in on because of our humidity and our climate here. When you put it in on, the fan it's like a switch that turns the fan on, and it's pushing that airflow against that coil constantly. So you're moving airflow through the duct. But if there's moisture there or if there's microbial growth up above in the plenum or down the trunk line somewhere, it's going to push that microbial growth farther into the duct and out into the conditioned space.
I would never have thought of that.
Let your fan cycle in automatic just like the air conditioner.
Okay. So when you're just putting the fan on, keep it on auto.
Keep it in auto.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you do recommend, so for example, on a day like today where it's a little cooler overnight, so I might have had the heat on. Switching back to cool, is that better or is it better to lower your temperature.
It's kind of personal preference. So
I'm talking about the power bill. This is what I'm
The power bill. I mean, when you run air conditioning, you're running all that compressor and all that out there. So it might cost you a little bit. But it's, you know, if you bump that temperature and humidity down early enough, then you can turn it off for 3 or 4 hours. So you're not cycling on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, there's kind of a trade-off there. You know, when you use the dryer, the meter runs. When you use the air conditioner, the meter runs. But if you time it right based on weather patterns or even daily cycles in temperature and humidity, I mean, when we get this fog at night, I know it's going to happen. It's like, oh, there won't be any covers on the bed when I wake up in the morning because it's humid. And I have a dehumidifier at my house, and that's the key. I'm not using air conditioner right now. The dehu just runs, and it keeps the house at 40%. So it's really nice.
That's smart.
44%, 45%.
That's very smart.
If you're above 60% all the time, when you get this little hygrometer, which is just checks temperature and humidity, so you can move it around, you can put it in the master suite. And, you know, somebody takes one of those Hollywood showers, and then they're steaming up the whole thing. That humidity is going to climb up. And so if you don't have air conditioning on, you're dependent upon the bath fan or the AC in cool mode to take that humidity out, unless you have a dehumidifier. And some people like portables. The whole house dehu is kind of a secondary setup. I mean, it's a whole nother system that we tie into the ductwork, and then it pushes that air through the dehumidifier, and the dry, warmer air goes into the duct system and is distributed throughout the whole house.
I didn't even realize they had that.
Yeah. They're a little bit sporty, but you know, you're
probably
in the neighborhood
worth
of $4,000 or $5,000 for a whole house dehumidifier, but I'm never going to live in Florida in another house without one. I can tell you that because makes a difference. You know, and in June, July, August, September, the air's running, but my dehu lets the air conditioner off the hook. All it does is temperature work in the summer because the dehumidifier takes care of all that moisture. And, you know, most air conditioners are probably 75-25. By that, I mean, they do 75% temperature work and 25% dehumidification.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're running the AC, but we really don't need cooling in this weather because it's beautiful out. It was nice out last night. It's nice this morning, but it's sticky.
Absolutely. That makes so much sense.
And, you know, the people that describe it as like cold and clammy, you know, because it's cool, but it's clammy.
Mm-hmm.
You want cool and crisp. You know, you want that crisp air. That way, you know, your humidity, and I started to say this, you want it under 50%, 50% or below. If it's above 60 all the time, you're going down the mold road eventually. You're going to have mold microbial growth growing in the duct or in the house or in the wall cavities or just somewhere. And people, they call us out, oh, you know, in a closet, I see the content on my leather goods, my shoes, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, that musty odor. That's an indication that you got microbial growth going. So.
Interesting. Okay, we're talking with Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Text in a question, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I'm happy to help with any of those issues. So the other thing that we tell a lot of people about, which is, it's kind of, they're not really new. I mean, ultraviolet light has been around 20 years common in the marketplace, but a lot of people don't know about it. The ultraviolet light, if you put the UV light, it's just like the light from the sun. There's bands A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
A and B, if you go to the beach without sunscreen, A and B UV is what gets you a sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
The C band of UV is a shorter band wavelength, and it kills on a cellular level. So the UVC emitter, the UV light that goes in the AC, has got the C band of UV, and it kills on a cellular level. So you put it right close to that evaporator coil that's wet, the fan's pulling stuff across, it's near the filter. You know, that's the source of all that stuff. It's the right temp. The perfect storm's brewing in your air conditioner. And so
this kind of sounds nightmarish to me.
So if you put it ultraviolet light in
there. I've never thought about. So this is so, no, but it's so interesting.
Yeah. So the ultraviolet light is pretty good insurance against stuff growing from the coil and spreading to the duct. But we get into a lot of houses where we open up the plenums and it's just furry up in there, you know, so you have to clean that, you have to treat it, and then we resurface that duct in a lot of cases with an antimicrobial paint. That's cheaper than, so we can paint and resurface the interior duct surfaces for hundreds of dollars, or we can change the duct out for thousands of dollars. And, you know, that's the difference. And it's effective. We've been using duct surface coating for decades, and it works. And we get a nice warranty from the paint manufacturer of the product we use. So that's why we've had good success with it. And, you know, there's I got one tomorrow, a house built 1960, metal duct, you can't change it out. And it's got a liner on the inside. And the only way to do that, you know, they pulled the unit out. We're going to clean and resurface that. And that's the only way to really address that one, because the way the house is built, there's no attic access. It's, I mean, the attic's a foot tall. Can't even send anybody up there.
Crawl space up
there. I don't
there.
Have guys that skinny, I tell you. So.
Well, it's so interesting to me. And I think that one of the things that brings to mind is that I have a tendency, once the air conditioning is working fine, then I don't even look at it. I'm lucky if I'm changing the filters.
Right.
So that's like my big responsibility. But what would you recommend? I mean, really, if you have a house and you want to keep your, you want to keep a watch on the mold, on everything else that you've just talked about, how often should you have someone come and take a look?
You need to have an annual inspection. That comes from the ASHRAE, which is they're the mad scientists of the HVAC world, the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, NADCA, N-A-D-C-A. Mm-hmm. Our standard that we work to, which is, I brought it last month, it was 40 or 50 pages of restoration cleaning. They say at least, at a minimum, an annual inspection. And, you know, here we have a 7 or 8 month AC cycle. You need to have somebody looking at your air conditioner to be ready for that 7 or 8 months of hard air conditioning use.
Before you get there, right?
And you know, a lot of times coupled together with that is a problem with the duct. Either it's leaky, it's undersized, rodents have gotten to it. You know, it's in the attic, out of sight, out of mind. You want to have somebody looking at that. Better to do that in February or March than in June, July, and August.
Okay.
I mean, it's brutal up there. And we charge for that. There's a heat surcharge because it's rough to go in the attic in the summer, but some of them we have to fix that way.
So now would be the time to do
now's
that.
Now's the time. Call us, 850-934-2768. Go to our website, GulfCoastAirCare.com. And filtration. If you don't have a good air filter,
I'm glad he's pointing at me. I'm laughing because I'm like, I've got to get better at this. My brother-in-law, every time he visits me, did you change the filter?
You know, like I talk to my kids all the time. When's the last time you checked your oil? Now that they have houses of their own, it's like, when are you guys changing your filter? If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Come on.
I know. So, it's such a simple thing to do. I know, but it makes all the difference.
But if it's not easy for you, you don't do it. You know, right. If it's not convenient, if, you know, like, I have people that just don't change a filter because they can't. It's not a standard size.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It might be standard, but it's not common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 14 by 25 is common, but 14 by 24 is less common.
Right.
You know, 18 by 24, you'll see a lot of those. 18 by 25, like, where am I going to get that? You
right.
know, and in your standard big box place or whatever, we can help you with filtration. So call us with that. And then, you know, simple things like the dryer is not drying right, and it heats up the laundry room, it heats up that end of the house. That's because the dryer vent hadn't been cleaned, and there's a big old gob of lint up in there, and we'll get that out for you.
Yeah,
we do a lot of dryer vents. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, well, one of the things that I love, too, is that you have a newsletter that you send out, and you don't necessarily have to be a client to get the newsletter.
No.
And there's just so much information in here because he sends it monthly, right?
Yeah, every month.
Air notes.
And
so.
we send it out via the mail, but we also do an electronic version. And once a month, just a little column, a little reminder of what to think about seasonally. I get more comments about the funny bone than anything, you know.
He puts jokes in here. So.
You know, they're all dad jokes. So, you know, right? You're not going to get a stand-up routine from me, but they're some dad jokes. You know, it's just a nice little piece, and it has a shelf life. If you just keep one of those around somewhere, and it's like, oh, yeah, who was that guy that we heard talking on the radio? Oh, boom, there he is. So
there he is, Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care.
And I have guys that have been with me 15 years, 28 years. Sam is the future. That's my son, and he's already 7 years in. So we have a lot of experience and a lot of, we had our safety meeting got a little bit off track. We had 5 minutes of crazy stories that we were telling at the shop. So you could just imagine some of the stuff we've seen in, the guy was talking about money in a shotgun on the last
right,
segment.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, I was like, don't get me started on some of the crazy stuff we've seen. Yeah. So.
All right, well, here's an example of the funny bone for this month, February. Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
What kind of flowers do you never give on Valentine's Day?
Oh, man. I don't even remember. I wrote this or put this in there, and I don't remember what it is.
Oh, it's so good. Cauliflowers.
Cauliflowers. There
oh,
we go.
It's right. Such a dad joke. Such a dad joke, but perfect. Now, are you all running any specials at this time?
Actually, we have $125 off a whole house dehumidifier this month. I ran it last month, and I got snagged up because of the snowstorm and all that, and I extended it. April Air told us that there's going to be a price increase in the spring. I don't know when that is, but I put a $125 discount on there. So
excellent.
If you want us to come out and look at your humidity issue and try and help you, I carry a few. I was going to bring a hygrometer in this morning, and I couldn't find one in my truck. So just mark me down as owing you a hygrometer so you'll have one, and you'll be like,
I would love to check it out. Well, I have a small
this
place.
This will help your education, you know.
Yeah, I'm learning so much because the dryer vent, I'm sitting here thinking, now as soon as you said that, I went, wait a minute, have I checked? It's just sort of a lack of awareness on my part. But
it just depends on those big Georgia dog towels. Does it take two cycles to get those dry?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it does.
So I know you're living that Georgia life of luxury in the towels and the linens and all that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If it's not drying right, it's the dryer vent. So,
right. Okay, so then anything that we need to talk about? We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left here. And anything that you can think of that would be helpful this time of year, especially now we've got the cold front coming in.
Yeah, and so be prepared for a little bit more cool weather. Just change your filter. And then, you know, it's not too early to call either us or whoever your provider is, because we provide duct cleaning services for so many companies around town. And, you know, we certainly don't want to take away from them. But get an inspection done on your system, because before you know it, it'll be the middle of April, third week of April. We'll be bumping that thermostat every day, and it'll be running. And if you're not prepared for 7 or 8 months, I mean, the worst thing is a house full of people on the 4th of July barbecue and air conditioner lies down. And you could have caught that with something simple on an inspection in February or March.
Well, and at that time, then all the air conditioning folks are busy.
Yeah, they're slammed. So then it's slammed. Like, how am I going to get somebody out here?
It's like rush hour.
Yeah, exactly right. Like helicopters landing in the middle of Gulf Breeze. So
yes,
whatever.
Exactly. Anyway. And I always am interested in the longevity of air conditioners. We sort of assume they're going to last forever. Mm-hmm. So what do you say is a good time to start thinking about replacing it? Do you have to wait till it breaks down to replace it?
Well, you know, we tell a lot of people, if you have to work on one twice in one season, it's probably time. If it's 15 years or older, it's time to think about moving up in efficiency, because the new one's going to offset the efficiency by just getting a new piece of equipment instead of a 20-year-old one. The thing is, when you make that decision, you want to have somebody looking at the duct and the equipment and the envelope as a whole picture, because when you buy a new air conditioner, you're making a 15, 16, 18-year decision on that equipment going in there. And then I get these people like, well, that 2.5-ton doesn't work. I'm going to go 3-ton. Well, I'll make a deal on 3.5-ton. That's the wrong thing to do, because if you short cycle, you don't pull enough humidity out. And we have humidity all year long. So if you got a 15-year-old or older system, it's time to start thinking about a change out and the duct as well.
Okay, we've got a question that came in, so we got just a minute. I have a 2,800-square-foot home. How many humidifiers would you recommend to get?
If you do 100-pint or 130-pint April Air and tie it to the duct system, that would be efficient.
Okay.
So you don't need more than two. Depends on how your house is laid out. Now, if it's a two-story, you might be a system upstairs and a system down. If you have two air conditioning systems, you might tie it into each. But, you know, I'm not afraid of a 100-pint dehue on a 2,800-square-foot house if it's set up right.
Okay.
Pull the intake in, tie it to the duct and all that.
So, all right. This has been so interesting. You always are. I'm talking with Todd St. Norris with Gulf Coast Air Care. Give us the information again, Todd, about how people can reach you.
Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. And it's gulfcoastaircare.com on the web.
And that's where I can sign up for the newsletter?
Yes, ma'am. Or call the office. So we'll help you either way.
All right. Terrific. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Todd. Really appreciate you being here. So informative.
Awesome to see you.
It's always good.